This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Well, that's just awesome.
When you were what?
When I was little. My mom was driving a van and someone hit us.
You don't remember that at all?
No.
Like the car spun over.
Yeah, the car did a 360 turn in the air and landed.
Oh,
normally.
My God.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And we should say that your mom's car was a cat.
What? It's that cat bus. That's a thing, right? Little cat bus studio. Typically.
It's like cat dog.
Yeah. Oh, alone in the world.
Glad you guys are still alive.
Thank you.
I don't know about an emergency, but when I drive recently, my hamstring is tight. And that ain't right.
I guess so. Oh my God.
What the hell was that?
What?
You said, because we were about to start recording the show.
Well, I didn't think that you'd cut me off. I thought I'd have like a minute to exhale before we launch right into it.
What we do have to do is adjust the cameras.
Diaphragmatic.
What's that?
Breathing.
Diaphragmatic breathing, yeah.
It was very like meditative.
We've
like,
never
I felt
had
my whole
this.
Body.
Can you shut the fuck
fire.
Up?
You've never had this. Can you shut the
you
fuck up?
You have to
up?
Adjust
you
the cameras.
Well, no, because...
Oh, yeah. Did you focus any of the cameras? Or
I didn't
adjust
focus
the
any
angles?
Of them. Here's the thing, right? No one's ever sat this far away from each other.
So what?
So I want to get into why you guys feel so diametrically opposed, physically and emotionally.
I think that's like the optimal layout.
Yeah, it's a balanced approach.
That's what
yeah.
I was going to say. It's a balanced approach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's because, well, actually, you could be one further away.
And then that's really balanced.
I think it's because yesterday Amir came in. We hadn't seen each other in a while. I was talking to Pyle about some wiring in the studio. And I said, Amir, we're talking. And then he left. And after that, it wasn't like we couldn't get back. Like we couldn't shake it.
That did happen.
Also,
but that's not why you're not sitting in this seat.
Why was Pyle there?
Pyle was in LA. He was helping us like set up a network or something.
Then what did I do it for?
You were an awesome first pass, and we love the rough draft, to be sure. Every great story starts with an outline.
I
and then Pyle was sort of the closer.
I
Enter
saved
Sandman
him cash.
Style. You sent Pyle cash? Just,
no, I saved the company cash by being his proxy, and he just flew out anyway.
I think he didn't
it's
fly out
up.
For that. He flew out here. For something else.
Yeah.
And then in addition
Top
to
secret.
That, yeah, he had like walked wow. around with, he had this like radar thing. Did you see that?
Where he was I like, saw the radar thing. Yeah, it was like a, it was
kind of like a metal detector,
a metal detector
but for
yeah.
Wi-Fi signal. So he was like walking around like this, being like, it's not strong here. It's not strong here.
And he almost was like remapping the whole server.
No.
No.
You don't get to join this. You weren't here.
We do have a new server.
That I did set up. Let's be clear.
Well,
he set up. Kyle also set up a application on there called like Grand Exchange. What does it say? What does it say?
It says, "Oh, this is a draft of an email from Marty to me that I'm fired."
Okay.
Anyways, it's like a program.
I'm just like, imagining Marty coming into the studio to draft an email.
Didn't sign up.
Sitting down at the big computer. His isn't big
chair squeaking up a storm.
He can't handle the arena. You know what I mean? Like, we might not have his salary, but at least we can handle the Bulls. We can run with them.
Of course.
It's okay to smile and, like, enjoy what I'm saying.
We will if it's enjoyable.
I was smiling.
I can't see Marika, that we should
and
say.
And I can't it's see on this Jeff, screen. And that's I can so barely funny. See anyone. I'm it's just mostly looking at myself.
I'll take a picture. Yeah.
It's really yeah. disconcerting.
Marika's right sort of.
So she's sort of like hovering over my desk, like with her arms on my shoulders, right. being like, what are all like the bullpen people talking about? That's right. kind of what Marty does.
Yeah, but she can't see you.
Yeah.
And you can't.
Amir's on his phone.
That's a bad attitude. It's a bad layout.
Yeah. People didn't really like, and by people I mean Marika, the study hall episode that came out last week. You guys haven't even heard it because it hasn't come out yet.
What is that? Well, what happened?
Well, basically, it was the study hall episode, right? So it was like everyone was supposed to kind of bring in a piece of information or a subject and kind of enlighten the others.
So more like show and tell.
In a way, yeah, but in regards to like study hall.
When Jeff says this, what do you think he means by people were supposed to bring in?
Like he told you during the recording.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it was a 10-minute buffer. I think he gave you a 10-minute window to come up with something for his.
That's really generous, but he did it in the recording, in fact. And
so
we also
episode,
didn't do
like,
it.
This all being he, said, no one really understood the assignment.
Well, the assignment.
The assignment.
No
the
one
assignment
really gave an assignment, I guess.
Was that Jeff just
honestly,
decided to read
a
Wikipedia article.
Wiki roulette we did.
It would be a good idea for us to all bring a PowerPoint.
I was going
to
say we should do a slideshow.
But
a
you
slide
have to
show.
Tell people ahead of time.
Right. That's the part I don't understand. I feel like we're not really like agreeing there.
You're
I feel
like
we're
it's
not...
improv.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're supposed to be.
Everyone should be as ill-prepared as you, basically.
There's a certain energy. This episode is already having it that one didn't have. And I don't want to put it all on Pyle, Marika, and the fourth guest.
Who was the fourth?
Who was it, Marika?
Casey.
Donahue?
You're surprised.
Casey
recorded it 3 days ago.
Casey participated, I think. Marika was sour. Pyle was
oh, Marika's joking. You made her choke. She's coughing.
Wasn't funny enough to choke on your DC.
No, I just don't know what happened. I inhaled too fast.
What?
I inhale too fast.
I breathed bad. People didn't like that episode though, so this one has a little bit more of a.
It hasn't come out yet.
It has no. The audience is gonna love it. I think it has.
So who's people?
People is Marika, Andrew, and Donahue. So I thought this one would, we'd bring a little bit more meat on the bone for us to sort of suck off.
Don't.
The wing, the fucking, you know, the flank steak.
Yeah.
You ever have a bone-in flank?
How about a bone-in ribeye?
I thought you were talking about the women's club. The wing.
No, people loved that episode. We'll never be able to replicate that.
What episode was that? Oh, the women's all-women episode.
When they were all on the couches looking
gotcha.
At you.
Yeah.
That was good energy.
That was a fun one.
Marika's lucky she didn't have to look at you when you said meat off the bone. We had to make eye contact with me, and Marika blissfully
so
kind
true.
Of in another dimension.
Yeah, it's coughing.
So I thought that we could read some reviews from Apple Podcasts because we've always talked about wanting to do this. We've never done it.
I'm horrified.
So do you guys want to do that now or do you guys want to do that after the break? Maybe wax a bit?
Just do it now. You
yeah,
set it up.
Get into
you walked
it.
Us to the edge of the fucking bit.
Bond of the week.
So we're not doing it?
Not yet.
The reviews.
The what? I don't know. Fucking Skarsgård. Peter Skarsgård.
Wow.
Peter.
Yeah.
Peter
Sarsgaard. Yeah. Peter Sarsgaard.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
For no reason, yeah.
Which one's Peter?
Not he's,
he's
not,
not
one
a Skarsgård. You're not getting it.
He's
You're
Maggie
really
Gyllenhaal's.
Not getting it. Yeah.
Don't.
Unrelated to the Skarsgards that we know.
Yeah.
Correct.
He's just
he's
a
Skarsgård
that we know.
Sarsgaard, no K.
Got it.
Peter.
So the brothers
Garden
are Skarsgård.
Skarsgård.
And he's a Sarsgaard.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
I don't know who that is.
I think he's...
You probably do.
He doesn't have enough...
Meat on the bone.
I was
going to
say jawbone. No.
Sorry.
I I like him, but I don't think I don't think he's got it.
Okay.
I think he could be a good Bond villain.
Good, correct.
That's what I was gonna say.
No, it's not.
Amir?
I'm gonna
fast.
Not gonna promote a Struck project it has to be. Like Bond, so I'm not gonna talk about this, but
you're not even in
solidarity with the unions.
I don't think you're in the unions though.
I'm not in them, but I have solidarity with them, and I'm not gonna promote a Struck project.
This project doesn't even exist though. We're exactly. talking about like a theoretical.
I don't even know what project you're talking about, because if I say the word, it's promoting it.
Bond?
I don't know.
So what do you invest in?
Stocks.
Securities. Mutual funds.
ETFs.
Hedge funds. Vanguards.
I've never even heard of that one.
Vanguard?
ETFs?
That's like a
ETFs are, they're cool.
I think that one is sort of a mutual fund.
Thoughts?
I think that's my favorite scene in the Barbie movie where
Ryan Gosling's realizing that the world is a patriarchy.
And I was
the world is a patriarchy.
Specifically talking about the scene where I think it's Scott Evans' Ken character is just explaining bonds and CDs to someone.
Are you not going to tell everyone?
What?
Oh my god, you hooked up with the Ken guy?
Ryan Gosling?
No, there's like 80 Kens in the movie. That's the whole joke.
Wait, what is happening?
Are you not going to tell them? We sat in front of him.
In front of Scott Evans, Chris Evans' brother, and all of his
Scott
friends.
Scott Evans?
He was just talking about him. He was Ken in one of the Kens in the Barbie movie.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't
care.
Seems
awful. Like, Chris Evans is pretty boring looking, but like hot.
Fuck off. Let's move on.
His skin looks like milk. I mean, he's always been the least attractive of the Hollywood A-listers that people say are hot to me. His brother looks like the same, but not nice. Chris at least looks like a good person.
You're a bad person.
You're a bad person.
Because I said suck meat off the bone?
Yeah. That wasn't good, but that was honestly number 1,000 in a laundry list of things that sucked.
Name three things I've done that sucked.
You said you called Chris Evans' skin milky.
That was just now.
You said his brother looks like a bad person.
I think he does. He looks like somebody that would make someone uncomfortable at a party.
That. But what I'm saying is the list of things that are bad about you. Is that you said that out loud.
Okay, but that's nothing.
Because
you can say anything.
Yeah.
Say anything.
It's a good band. The good thing
serious.
Is I
what,
can't
what are the worst
see
things
Jeff,
I've ever done?
So like, yeah. I have no idea how he's
Head
reacting to stuff.
Head in hands.
What are the worst things Jeff's ever done? In the last few weeks, you had a bunch of us come into the office to record a podcast and you just didn't show up. And then you said, I'm sorry I spaced or something.
You constantly dox people and yourself and sometimes forget to edit it out.
You send me food and don't tell me, so it just rots on my
food waste. Yeah, that's what
food waste plus ant problem infestation.
Pests in a house that you own.
Exactly.
So you would have to fumigate. You can't just move.
It's disgusting.
The ads team emails me every week because you forget to do something correctly when you upload an episode.
That's true.
You do forget to. You forgot what I just went over teaching you.
What did you just go over teaching you?
Looking at me. Sorry.
You forgot everything I taught you about how to upload the HeadGum podcast, so I keep having to fix episodes that you upload.
Meaning? I did genuinely forget, so why don't you teach me right now so I will do it right
I
this
I feel
week.
Like this is a teachable
no.
moment, but you're
It's not a teachable
learning.
Moment during
like
the show.
No,
the
no,
moment
a
where she
moment
taught him was
a teachable moment.
Moment.
Right.
So true.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a while to take.
Yeah, it doesn't stick.
If you weren't funny, you'd be the worst person ever. You'd have no redeeming qualities. He'd be a zero.
That's not true. Like, when I was sick, he asked how I was feeling.
That's very thoughtful.
That was an automated text. That was scheduled months before to actually put you ill at ease.
And I'm trying to come to your defense. I don't know why. And yesterday, I apologized to him privately for ignoring him by accident and being mean to him in the company Slack. And he said I didn't have to apologize for either. That was pretty nice.
Mm.
Not really.
You ignored him in the company Slack?
No, I ignored him, his text, and then I was mean to him a little bit in the company Slack.
Oh, but that's his Slack attitude, is like to be antagonistic and mean. So it's nice that you play along and prod him back.
Sorry to
Yeah, sometimes interrupt. I feel like it goes too far. Like, he wants it to be on his terms, mm-hmm. and I feel like as soon as you kind of step out of that.
He needles and needles, and then you like go back, and now you're apologizing to him. It's kind of messed up.
I was going
to
say, maybe we do needle for lunch. He needles. Yeah, like I need the Trang fun.
Such an inside joke that no one.
Well, I kind of want to introduce the idea of needle because it's the new Almsby.
It really is.
Yeah.
Only it's actually good.
That's Almsby the difference.
Yeah.
Bad, yeah. Because Almsby, we should, just for those who don't know.
Actually, it's me. I don't know.
Thick onigiri balls. 3 inches in diameter.
Rice triangles, rounded.
Kind of
to
like
the
a
point
normal
where they're not even a triangle.
Size,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was sort of a sphere of rice.
Triangle.
Yeah. Imagine a grapefruit of rice, but instead of seeds, it's a chunk of tuna in the
It world. Was a triangle of badness. I would say that there's three components: rice, fish, and like mayo.
Did this start the rice?
This was the origin of rice, I think, because we used to say exactly rice.
It was the onigiri of the whole rice story.
So yeah, there were three components: rice, fish, mayo.
No, I understand.
And you know, I think at most you could get away with like a Negroni split, like 1-to-1-to-1.
Negroni?
You know, like Negroni's like sweet. We're getting away from the point. Basically,
I see what you're saying.
The
like
ideal
the ratio,
yeah, would yeah. be like. Let's say 50% rice.
I thought you got onigiri wrong.
No. Onigroni. It's a rice-based drink.
Rice-a-roni. An onigroni.
It's a Negroni with sake. I think it should be like 50% rice, 35% fish, 15% mayo. This was nothing near that. This was like 80%. No, this was like 60% rice. Uh-huh. 39% mayo, 1% fish. It was absolutely vile. So needle, yeah. By contrast, is good.
Completely different food, though, right?
Yeah,
completely
like
different.
That's true, but it has
place.
Rice.
Yeah,
we've eaten at Needle. It's very good.
We had a good time.
We had Needle.
You
Jeff
haven't been
wasn't there.
I've never been there.
Never been.
And I and like it, yeah.
Right it took over my favorite restaurant in LA, so I'm pretty bummed.
Which
about
was
that.
What Oakberry.
We've also been over this on the podcast before. It was called
Noodle
Noodles.
It was another noodle place. Yeah.
Oh, the pho place.
It wasn't really pho, no.
Oh, my God. You know, I always say that
Oakberry being your favorite restaurant in LA would be so iconic. the worst acai I've ever had.
What do you guys fear most at the moment?
Are we gonna do the
kind of in here for
podcast?
We're gonna do it after
reviews?
The break, man.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! That's what she sounds
like. I didn't give my bond of the week.
What's
I
your bond?
Either.
You said Scott Evans.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
My bond of the week is gonna be probably the new teacher from Heartstopper season 2. I don't remember his name, but I like it.
Nobody's seen it.
I don't know either. Sorry, Marika. I want to pick up this thread with you, but...
No, it's fine. David Tennant. I don't
know. Oh, that's good.
Is it?
Well, it's
from
fine. Doctor Who.
No.
Sure. What were you going to say, Anya?
Is he the
Harry
one from the Olivia Colman?
Yes. Yeah.
Murder show.
Yes. Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah. He's great. So good.
Mm-hmm.
Great show.
What's that one called?
It starts with
Broadchurch.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to talk about any of this in solidarity with the
it's a struck project.
That's true, yeah. But it's BBC. Does that count?
No. In solidarity with the striking UPS workers, I think we should have a UPS workers bond.
I thought they figured their shit out.
They're going back and forth still.
I see.
My buddy used to drive for UPS, James Johnston.
Awesome.
So, James Bonston.
It's pretty good.
It's really good.
Is that?
It's fine.
It rhymes.
SNL person?
So. No, that's James
That's
Johnston.
James Austin Johnston.
James Awesome Johnston.
This is James Awesome Johnston, my buddy.
He was here. He just did a Hollywood Handbook.
So what?
I'm just saying he was sitting in this chair. It's kind of fun.
Just like you were.
Exactly.
Once.
That's true. Well, I wasn't on their show.
They were on your show.
Yeah. They never invited me on their show.
Nor will they ever.
What are you guys most afraid of in the world right now?
What's that?
What? Sorry.
He's collecting himself, Marika. He went like this.
What are you most afraid of right now?
Just one thing?
The most. Sort of inherently one thing, yeah.
Not necessarily.
Exhausting doing this show for me too, by the way. Everybody's exhausted by me.
Me too. He's most afraid of me too.
No.
Grace, run that back.
There's no way. Grace.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I've always proceeded with grace and reverence. Tried to treat people with the utmost respect.
Mm. You just said that Chris Evans' skin was milky. I don't think that's the utmost respect.
That is,
I don't think that's
mean.
A bad thing.
Milky?
Well, careful.
Well, there's different kinds of milk. What if it looked strawberry milky?
Have you guys ever met somebody who had like a sour milk energy?
You?
What the fuck, Marika?
That backfired.
That backfired.
Couldn't have seen that coming. Who's your bond of the week? Or did you already said?
I thought I said Sandy.
You did not say anyone.
We got to take a break.
Sandy. Sandy.
Oh, he said Peter Sarsgaard.
Yeah, he did.
A book dropping in a library.
Oh, we're coming at him with another half of the show, right? Let's get the energy up. Let's get some reviews. Let's talk about him. Maybe it'll be funny. Maybe we'll all get smiley and like happy. And you know, this kind of feels like when I was a kid.
Why?
Because my parents would argue, right? And I would be like, oh my God, are they going to get a divorce? And I'd have to like take two people who look so upset. I would have to take two people who look so upset at each other, at me. And, you know, my dad would go like, it's your fault. If we break up, it's your fault. And me just trying to be like, hey, let's all be happy, you know?
Yeah. The clown.
Sort of the jester. Maybe not clown because jester is a job. Clown is an art.
I was told once that that's like a younger sibling energy. It's like you're the youngest, like in a wolf pack, is just there to not create drama. You're just like
solve it, yeah.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow, and then a lot of it is creating peace like and inner harmony.
Yeah,
yeah.
Somebody was trying to explain my personality through that lens.
Yeah,
I'm the youngest child.
Me too.
So it's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, you don't ever have a strong opinion because you don't want to ruffle any feathers.
No, I do.
Yeah, that and then you're trying to just make levity and trying to like. Create a carefree attitude in dramatic situations.
What he's talking about is middle child syndrome, and it's just that he has middle child energy as a youngest.
Nope.
Jeff, are you the baby?
Lopsided episode. Boys,
the noise.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers,
aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Oriflame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Oriflames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Oriflame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Youngest of five. Not me. Youngest of two.
I'm not the youngest of five.
Should we get into some reviews?
Yeah.
Wait, are we all the youngest sibling? Marika, are you?
I guess technically. I have half siblings, and
but they're all older
than me. Yeah.
So we're all the youngest child.
That's interesting. A bunch of clowns.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Jesters, he says.
This review is from Low 817.
It's Low Bosworth.
First episode is like standing near a group of HeadGum employees and Jeff and overhearing their conversations. They speak as if we already know who they are, and as well as all their friends. Listen to all episodes so far. It doesn't get Jeffer. There's no structure. I listen to If I Were You Too, and that podcast revolves around a different format. The lack of grammar and surplus of spelling errors in the HeadGum podcast five-star review says a lot about how funny their demographic is. Jake and Amir are in their late 40s now, right? But they still are young and funny, and I bet most of their fans are under 30. I'm so happy for them.
It was written by also, AI.
Yeah.
They also said, and you've got Hey Riddle Riddle on your network. That's amazing. So shout out to Hey Riddle Riddle.
Really don't appreciate Marika like hovering over my shoulder, having the Apple podcast pulled up, because I didn't want to include that last sentence.
Yeah, I could tell you didn't want to include it, but as the head of marketing, I do want to include it because we love to give a shout out to other podcasts.
Never mind.
That's honestly the main point of this podcast is to illuminate different shows on our network.
Yeah.
Oh, and why Jeff doesn't Jeff do
read
that?
Around it.
Why doesn't mm-hmm. Jeff do that?
Well, he does the opposite. He sort of suppresses it, even when they accidentally
but isn't
find
that
their
what
way.
What we're paying him for?
I thought so, but he's sort of taken the nuclear football and ran away.
I don't know what that.
So second review.
This is titled "Actually." 5 stars. As a woman...
Did you read these beforehand? It looks like they're shocking you.
They are.
So you hadn't read any of these.
Why would I do that so you wouldn't get my natural reaction?
Yeah. He's a born performer.
Just, yeah, whenever you find skim one that you
think
is usable.
What did it say about women?
It was like a second part to the other interview, or other...
Yeah,
review.
I was gonna
have to cut it. Yeah, I just was doing that to make you guys laugh here and now.
Unusable.
Here we go.
To the core.
From nickname is already taken. The title's Jeffrey James colon. Noun. A piece of
James's colon?
Not that far off. Noun. A piece of absorbent material wrapped around a person's bottom and between their legs to absorb and retain urine and feces. Folks, I'm being kind here. He thinks I'm a diaper man. But you know what? He's not wrong, because I do kind of catch a lot of shit on this fucking show.
That's pretty good.
That I...
Bars. I'm hearing a siren.
Yeah.
Is that a siren? I thought
They're
it was like a...
They're coming to get me.
Marika, we should say.
Stop. So scary.
No, it's like a. That's kind of like unheard of.
Marika, we heard.
Yeah. Obviously, cut that.
Okay. What even is anything after the break that I've got to cut?
So far, very little is left.
By the way, I'm going to chop it up. Yeah. It'll all be cut out, but it's going to be chopped up not smoothly so people know how much has been taken
exactly.
out. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Swiss cheese where it's mostly holes.
Is that going to be... Are you writing your own vows at your wedding?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What did you think? I was going to just take it from a fucking book of poetry or something?
Kind
of,
yeah.
Jeff's eyes widened at that.
At that idea?
You're writing your own vows?
You're not going to quote, like...
What were you going to say, Shakespeare?
I was going to say Chagall, who's a visual artist.
Yeah, I'm quoting a stained glass.
Artist or...
Glass.
Got it. Here we go. This is from Birch 91.
Oh, I saw... That,
Cutting this.
What's that place?
Mirate.
Mirate.
Yeah.
Marty Weird Texan. Spot.
Weird spot. It's kind of awesome. You know who else has been there? John Mayer.
You know, we walk in through... Have you ever been to Mirate?
No.
I never even heard of it. Is it new?
It's new-ish.
It's cool Jewish, that they I think. It's like this very unassuming door next to a Starbucks. Then you walk in and it's like this huge underground... You're like, you're already in the... overlooking this terrace. I'm like, I can't believe this even exists back here. I don't even know what it was before.
They let people in their late 40s in?
Well, they don't actually. I'm 40.5, so very early 40s.
It's like he doesn't even read either.
I do.
What's that?
I was told that the food there was bad, but the drinks are good.
And how was your experience?
Everything. That's every place in LA.
Yeah. I didn't eat there.
You had a drink.
I got a drink.
Can you read the review?
Yep. This is from Birch 91. 5 stars. No one man should have all that sour.
Good.
Listening to this feels like I'm trying to cut water with a pair of scissors. Additionally, I'm going to make Jeff drink a non-Gansett beer and watch him wither away like a vampire exposed to direct sunlight.
We haven't talked about Gansett in a while.
It kind of like was one of those ambiercitorships that sort of fades away.
You know, that kind of ambiercitorship. I feel like you don't drink beer that much anymore.
Can you control F the reviews for all of our names?
That's not possible.
You can't search you reviews can't. Like it's a text document.
Yes, you can.
No, not on Apple Podcasts. I just tried. Maybe if I was on the website or something, but I don't really care to open Google Chrome.
I feel like we should look at YouTube comments more than
can you search those?
Apple Podcast reviews.
That's probably smarter.
I would say so far we have 0 after the break. It's been a...
Maybe the one line about the restaurant.
Yeah, but even then it was just like...
He mentioned my personal life, so it's going to be gone.
Okay.
There was one
review that was sort of mid that we read.
But they did say that you were in your late 40s, which we should keep.
Yeah, that part was funny.
Do you think they really think that?
Or
is that
so.
A joke?
I think the whole thing was kind
it's
of
It's not that
to be
far
absurd.
From how old you are.
This yeah. is really funny.
Nine years off, basically.
This is a comment from @122GoGreen on last week's episode. I'm here to tell a true story. Last night I had a dream that Jeff was hired to be on SNL. I saw it on his Twitter. He was thanking everyone and said he'd look fondly on the days where he was just Jeffrey the dumbass. Here's the kicker, though. To mark his debut in the world of show business, he had adopted a new stage name. Tony Zero.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Tony. It's like Tony Clifton, but a zero.
That's really funny.
Yeah. My if that was the case and I was Tony Zero on SNL, you know how like they get to choose their where in New York. Where in New York they're going to do their intro video?
Yeah.
Mine would be like getting a parking ticket.
Oh.
That's good.
I'm like enraged.
I thought it was going to be at Zero World Trade Center.
That's also pretty good. Ground Zero. Ground Tony Zero.
Yeah, that's really good.
Eating a Sparrow pizza over a fucking dumpster.
It's me getting grounded at Ground Zero.
Oh, God.
Like a construction worker shoves me to the ground.
I'm going to cough.
It's okay. So far, nothing has been usable after the break, I think.
I got the address of One World Trade Center wrong. So yeah. We're going to have to cut that. And
it's
cut
definitely not zero.
I don't think any address has ever been zero.
It's ground zero, but that's confusing.
Yeah, yeah, One World Trade and then ground zero.
Definitely.
Why wouldn't they call it Zero World Trade?
I don't think an address could be zero.
Of course it can.
I don't think so.
Marika?
Hmm?
Can an address be zero?
Can we get a numbers crunch on that? Okay, here we go. This is from at Mr. Balofa. I love when this podcast...
I love you say that as if we know him.
Mr. Balofa.
Oh, of course, Mr. Balofa.
They call me Mr. Boom Flaffo. Fiffalo Waffo.
No.
Boom, boom.
Never mind.
Come on.
No, I'm going to do a different one.
Jesus Christ. Unusable to the core. 0% of this has been good.
Tony Zero.
Tony Zero was good, actually.
No, what I'm saying is he's going to try to keep it at zero. Let's see if we can get a zero usable back half of the episode.
I'm really curious to hear what everything after the break will sound like. It's going to sound like some sort of weird, choppy nothingness that he created.
Tony Zero.
Zero. And five, we're Balofa.
I'm on last week's episode on YouTube.
Thoughts?
Thoughts is Marika sort of saving your ass because you're just sort of silently reading reviews right now.
Yeah, I was going to read some comments. Someone said from last week, are grits rice? Grits count as rice. Absolute comedic moment of the century.
Wow.
How does that make you feel, Jeff? Of the century?
Well, it's obviously hyperbole, right? They don't actually mean that.
Did you see the clip from yesterday?
What happened?
We're going to have to cut this.
This is insane.
Did you see, really cut
this? This is from the Burning All the Rice episode, which was the Powerhouse Women episode. At AlexDH2001 said, there's something so funny about Jeff being a disembodied voice for most of the pod while the camera is on the women. Careful. And then cutting to his smug face whenever he does a mediocre wordplay.
How many stars?
Oh, this
That's
is
a
on
YouTube,
YouTube
comment.
Got it.
Amir's in his late 40s. So much silence.
It's
going to be chop, 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 and then...
Yeah, I'll review that.
And then silence.
From Daddy Tuesday Night. Jeff is like a hot, nasty, scalding man. I can't get enough, but I've had enough. He's slime in a dime and definitely past his prime. Right here, buddy. Cool as shit. Love you, man.
He's doing the emoji, the middle finger.
You're doing the bad guesting.
You know there's a middle finger emoji? Doesn't that seem kind of crass for like the most G-rated thing that you could put on your iPhone?
Yeah, like we have to have like a water gun or whatever.
Right, but you have a straight up middle finger. That means fuck.
That means fuck.
Any way you slice it, it's the F
that
word.
Means fuck.
We've never done emoji. This. We've never done this. But 4 minutes on the board, it's Amir's druthers.
Oh my God.
Yes.
When you're driving with someone or you're navigating somewhere, like on a hike or a ride or whatever, some sort of journey, and somebody recommends going one way and you recommend going another, I find it's always useful to go their way. Because whether it's a 50-50 shot, which one is faster, you can never prove that your way is faster. They can always just call you out on your way being worse. So just, yeah, sure, go your way. If it's slower, I won't mention anything. And if it's faster, then you were right. I basically am a martyr for this trip. And if we go my way and it's slower, I'll never fucking hear the end of it. Oh, we should have done the other way. I should have done the other way. I'm in an Uber to LAX. His Waze or his Google map says take side streets to the highway halfway to the airport. And he's like, no, trust me, I've been doing this for like 5 years. This way is faster. I'm like, how do you think you know live traffic? Like, I know you think the fastest way to get there is to get on the highway right here, but Google Maps is saying that there's a lot of traffic on the highway, so take side streets until there. He's like, All right, whatever you say, boss. I'm like, it's not me. I'm just looking. I trust the technology. I'm not calling you out. And by the way, 5 years is not a long time to be a driver, to the point where you think you know what the traffic will be like on the freeway before we're even there. Furthermore, you get on like these ways, these GPS apps, and it's just like, there's a car stopped in 0.5 miles. Is it still there? I don't know. It's half a fucking mile down the road. Do you want me to answer right now? They're giving me the option right now. They're saying, car stopped in 0.5 miles. Is it still there? Yeah, it's still there. I'm guessing. I don't fucking know. It's half a mile down the road. Ask me when I get there. You know what I mean? There's no point in like me weighing in now. Also, don't rely on people fucking looking at the GPS and being like, yeah, hold on. Let me press if it's here because I'm still driving. How about we're at the point in society and technology that you can get a fucking GPS camera and you tell me if it's still there. And who cares if it's still there? Is a car stopped on the side of the road? Sure. It doesn't matter. It's not affecting anything. I'm worried about if there's stuff
deranged
in the road, not on the side of the road. Yeah, we drove past a car. Let me weigh in like it's a fucking online poll. This isn't a doodle where I have to weigh in on shit. This is a GPS system. Just tell me the fastest way to get there. Also, if I'm using Waze and my buddy's using Google Maps, it's telling me two different ways to get there. Didn't Google buy Waze? Aren't they all using the same open source live traffic technology? Remember when you're listening on the radio and they're like, all right, we got a helicopter up in the air and there's some traffic over here and there's some traffic over there. Are people still flying up in helicopters, or are we just like over that? Like, why do we need helicopters at all anymore? They should all be like diverted. Those funds should go to like fucking fire, like men using the helicopters to drop, I think, water, but maybe some sort of like gray sludge debris, whatever the fuck. I guess we're past water, even though I still see hydrants everywhere. That's water. Why don't we fill the hydrants up with the gray shit that they drop on fires? Also, what's the point of like trying to contain a forest fire? These things are going hog wild in Canada. Yeah, I think I have a fucking helicopter I could try to slow it down. No, you cannot slow it down. It's the size of fucking Texas. You're wasting your time, your energy, your effort. Those helicopters could be used to tell me the live traffic update, or maybe there's a car on the fucking side of the road you guys can tell me about from your helicopter, so I don't have to weigh in while I'm driving to sort of cast my vote as to whether something is on the side of the road or not.
I have a pitch.
That's how you do it, druthers. Marika,
take
notes.
First of all, fuck off. That's not the spirit of druthers. That's a rant.
Absolutely, it's the spirit of
druthers. I have a pitch.
Yeah.
Go to break.
Sure.
Come back from break, just cut to that.
No,
just cut this and keep everything else in. Sort of the reverse what we expected.
That's harder for Grace because there's so many more cuts we have to make. But I think we should come back with Amir's talking about being in an Uber and having like a power of like battle of wills between
who's
him and
your
the Uber driver.
Buddy that you're driving in tandem with who's taking Google Maps and you're taking Waze.
Yeah, like if we're both leaving, like on a trip. Oh, we're not recording, or
no? This the SSD just finished.
Holy shit!
That's never happened. I've never even tried to check.
Take that. Take the blue one that says audio.
So it said like 39 minutes left when you started.
What? When? When did it stop?
Just now.
Oh, okay.
Wow, it's a good thing you caught it.
I was really hoping none of the second half was in.
Or the first half too. Oh.
This
is gonna be a load to edit.
For me.
Yeah. But you're saying it's not for Friday, it's for a week from Friday.
Week from Friday. Fridays is already uploaded.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you,
Jeff. It was so hot in my apartment last night. I didn't get to sleep till 5 AM.
Do you
because
have an AC?
Of the heat?
I do.
And it was still too hot?
It's like a really old AC. I don't think it works very well. I'd need to replace it, but I'm on the I'm on the 18th floor, let's just say. I'm not. I just don't want people to know anything. it's high up.
We also didn't ask.
What is this?
Specific. I don't mean we didn't. You like walk yourself into these.
Also, wasn't it cooler than like 70 degrees outside? Like, couldn't you have just opened a window? It wasn't that hot overnight.
No, I
Amir's taking his shoes off.
Is that okay? Ugh.
So about your thing.
Wait, are we
back? I was
back
with you.
Like, this episode started off fine and then like, has wobbled and just like a Jenga tower exploded all over our laps.
We had
there's
like
nothing left.
2 months of solid episodes, maybe like 6 weeks. Yeah. And then starting with Pyle, there's been a demise.
Don't say that while we're still recording.
We can solve
we're taking
it.
Time. Okay, how do we turn it around, I guess?
I think it's on Marika. She's been saying nothing.
You just said that the hard drive stopped. You gave no indication that we're back. You just
I synced.
I can't see with you. I can't no see one anybody. I'm looking at myself.
Anya, you're in a lot of other podcast records, right?
Yeah.
Do yes they go like this?
No, but they usually have a plan.
Really?
Or
you spent half of the episode skimming, reading reviews yeah to yourself.
And it was crazy because he wasn't like, oh, I have to find one and just like
no
picked.
I'm
you really sat
starving
there.
The picked were awful, unusable.
Yes. Yeah. We're not going to use any of it.
Maybe Tony Zero.
Tony
we'll
Zero.
Use
Tony's,
we'll, go, we'll come back from the break. We'll use
drop,
Tony Zero.
Drop the zero, get yeah with the hero.
And
of
then Amir's druthers. Mm. But that means that we have to wax for another 40 minutes.
I think that we have to call that something else besides Amir's druthers. That's not the spirit
no
of druthers.
That's the spirit of druthers. That's always been
it's
the spirit
not
of druthers.
The spirit you've always of druthers.
What's well the spirit of druthers?
What did you say? What is?
He was talking about if he had his druthers, things would be different. That's Amir's druthers.
No. First of all, he didn't say if I had my druthers. He was just ranting about various traffic concepts and I guess gray sludge that they pour on fires and how that should be in fire hydrants.
Yeah, did you guys what did you guys agree with the most and what did you guys disagree with the most?
Oh, I can
said
start. So yeah, I was with you at the top,
yeah,
where like which I think is a little sibling energy, uh-huh, where you're like, I'm just gonna keep the peace and do what the person next to me is suggesting because if they're wrong, it's on them.
Right.
And I get to be, feel a little bit superior.
Exactly.
But then it turned out that that's like a conversation and like a battle of wills, mm-hmm, that you're having with an Uber driver, which is
well, I was sort of
scary
flying all over the place. But sometimes I do. I will get an Uber driver that wants to override the GPS because he thinks he knows best.
And you are having like a
and I'm just like, you. There's no way you can know what the traffic is
do
like.
Do you say this to him?
No, I'm like, can you
we
just
already
stick
did
to
this
the GPS?
Speaking of Uber drivers, I got served a compilation video today of all of Jake's Mr. Uber driver stories.
Oh, that's good.
Holds up.
Wow, really?
They're so funny.
A character based on a filter that Snapchat used to have. His name?
No.
Leslie.
Leslie. Great name. A British dandy.
Also, why were you the Uber driver?
I don't know. Sometimes I wasn't even driving. You guys ever get Uber drivers that want to eschew the GPS, the navigation? They're like, because they know better?
I get Uber drivers that are like, which way do you want to go, sir?
Right.
Yeah.
And then you say, wow, just the GPS, or you're like, oh, all right, let me fucking hardwire into my ass and I'll tell you which way to go.
I'm in the front seat.
You're in the front.
I'm pointing holy left, shit, right, center.
You're telling him to switch lanes.
Too. Yeah, like I'm telling them to the get gas ship for some reason.
Yeah, he's on the hood of the car.
Yeah, I'm like gripping the like fucking thing
like
on top that you can like put.
Yeah. Lord, give me the strength.
Why don't you guys lead some shit for once? I don't know.
Well,
I'm out of ideas.
Tell a story.
Clearly.
Yes, for now. I have other ideas that the network keeps saying, oh, we don't have the money. I'm like, can I put some money into it of my own money? And they're like, no, we can't let you do that. I'm like, I don't
that's
understand
not
that
the
at
same
all
as just talking and having a plan for an episode.
Also, I will say that if you're pitching something to someone, this is just a little bit of free advice.
Sure.
You're pitching something to someone and they say, we don't have the budget for it. And then you say, I'll pay for it myself. And they still say no. That's like, that's them politely saying, we don't want to do it.
The idea is so,
well,
no, because Katie said they want to do
true
it.
Yeah, to be clear, that's okay, not
okay,
true.
Okay, this is first up. Of all, this is why is this the first time? Why yeah. is this the Marika's first time we're all taking each side. Other seriously on this?
I have ideas to break the mold.
Marika comes to Jeff's defense
that was
for no reason.
Behavior.
For no reason. Jeff
incredible.
Knows I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I can't
just
Anya,
want to make two
Anya,
things
to be
happen
clear,
this
I literally
fall.
Can't even see your face right now. I only see your legs. And
the
there's
network
no indication.
Itself is
sucks.
Holding the show back at this point.
It's just
not
funny.
Me.
It's funny that you're saying, I'll pay. We can't afford it. And then you're saying, I'll pay for it.
It's
and people
really
are still
not that
saying
expensive.
No.
I don't understand it at all. I have at this point, I'm going to do it myself. And then
we'll do it live.
That's, no.
What's an example of something that you want to pay for?
I can't say it to you.
Jeff, we'll talk about this offline.
We'll talk about it offline. I just am upset.
You yeah. already know we're going to do
every
it.
Every week.
No, I don't.
Yes,
oh,
you do.
Here we go. Casey Donahue in the studio, and he doesn't look happy.
Get him in here.
He's giving me the wrap it up. It is almost
for
one.
What?
Who's coming in at one?
We have a studio tour. Someone's
with
coming.
With who?
Not telling.
Well, I'll bleep it.
Bleep it.
Who's coming
you
in
you save
at
the
one?
Show. The episode's been a fucking wash.
Actually, you said the last episode that Casey was on was awful.
Yeah, but I said that was because of Pyle.
I don't think we can arm your mic midway through.
It's already armed. I
knew
this would happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been wasting SD space just for you.
We actually ran out during the episode. Has that ever happened before?
Well, you used to run out of episodes.
That's
used to,
true.
Like, sprint out of the studio, leave the Zoom early. Yeah, in the pandemic, you would leave the Zoom every time at, like, the 20-minute mark.
Yeah.
I've never this podcast.
I've never run out of space in the middle of an episode because I check to make sure I have enough space before
right
I even start recording.
Already coming in with the heat. Everybody here. Let's get into it. Get stoked.
Get started. Get started. Let's get it started. How long into this are you guys? Let's get it started.
We have to go.
Donahue to the rescue. Let's take it away.
You ever get an Uber driver that says,
no.
Shut the fuck up!
No.
Shut the fuck up!
Wow. You don't realize how off base that reaction was. Like, I haven't
he
been bringing
out of
that
talked
up.
About
even.
It for 4 minutes with an Amir's druthers. He had
it's
his druthers.
It's not Amir's uh-huh. druthers.
And then Marika's trying to tell me what druthers is. That's what the segment has always meant to be. And Marika's never done it that way.
I'll just explain the energy in the room. Usually,
I feel
it's all of us kind of against Jeff and everyone's having fun. For some
it's
reason, tonight, everyone's
selling this show to me.
It's every man for himself. Today.
Do you see this? I'm trying to fill Casey
well,
and get us on the same
stood
page.
Up for Jeff
if,
against
out of nowhere.
I'm nowhere.
I'm back on Anya's side. I just did it once.
It was just cool to see. It
and
was
now
kind
I'm
of
mad
like
at
history.
Jeff again because he's saying that my druthers are wrong.
For years, I've said Marika's druthers 7 minutes on the board, basically like rant, go off, queen. And you never
that's
have.
Never, you've never
and
said
then I
rant,
did it for Amir
off,
once. And then Amir nails
actually,
it.
Actually, you can almost argue that this is Marika's druthers right now.
You had overlapping dialogue with yourself. I've never seen that. That was unbelievable.
That's not the spirit of Marika's druthers. Marika's druthers has evolved and become sort of just uncertain conversation starters that go nowhere because... Nobody actually wants to talk about them or they're being silenced by Jeff. I'd More like to see you try to do a Marika's druthers, actually. What Amir just did was not Marika's druthers. What Amir did was like Amir's...
It was a loose four.
But what you're describing is the rest of the show. Conversation starters that don't go anywhere, bringing up topics that no one participates in. That's just the show. So, of course, Marika's druthers is supposed to be different.
What is Jeff explaining the concept of the show to us?
Grace cut that out.
That was good.
Look at Tony Zero over there thinking he owns this place.
Yeah, don't fill Casey in on that.
It's catching. It's catching on. Casey, feel free to call me Tony Zero.
I like that.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.